the devil is. Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
Celebrate Jesus this morning. Yes, welcome to Family Real Talk with Pastor E. We are live here in the Now Network studios, and we are excited for what God is doing today. Yes, join us weekly for a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages, and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity. through works of charity and actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, oh, it's a promise, we will reach the lost and unsaved. And we won't be slack to God's promises, but we will rely on him that we all can make it, that we all have an opportunity, and that we all have the right to the tree of light. I'm so excited today. This is a monumental broadcast. Today, the subject is from gangster to glory. And I was so motivated to share this topic because I got some calls from out of state and different places, and people really worried that, hey, every time I try to tell somebody about God, they're saying they can't do it. They've done too many things wrong, and that they got too many mistakes, and that God does not favor them. So we had to first of all rely on the word of God, and this is a word for anyone, ex-gangster, ex-pimp, ex-this, ex-that, or whatever you may be exing in. You have to know that when you confess with your mouth, that's shouting loud, that Jesus is your Lord, and you now develop a personal relationship in your mind, and you now confess with your mouth, believe it in your heart, that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior, you are now in what they call the anyone crowd. Now, for your scripture reference on that, if you went to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a what? New creation. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things have become new again. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there saying it's only for the Christians, it's only for this, it's only for that. This is for you when you choose to follow Christ. If anyone, stop negating people or putting people down or letting them feel like they're not worthy because you finally made it to where you think you should be, or your testimony sounds great to you. But we should always be humble as believers to say no one will be left behind. I am in here on this network, here at the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and all of our covenant partners. We are determined that no one will be left behind. Why? Because we're going to do better ourselves in encouraging someone that they can make it. And because you, I don't even want to put a definition or a name or a category on sin. I'm here to tell everybody under the sound of my voice, sin is sin. I don't care if you call it big sin, little sin, medium sin, dark sin, light, any kind of sin is sin. And the wages of sin, this is the word of God, is death. There's no other, nothing else you can look forward to. There's no other reward, but there is a condemnation that the wages, you know, when you're paying a cost with sin, your wages of sin is death. But when you become, as I said, the anyone crowd, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, you are now a new creation. Old things are passed away. Forgive yourself and forgive others. So you can make the line in the sand of the point of no return to now be new again. All things become new again. Jesus. That means all my old habits that were taken by the enemy and used for his good, I can take back what the enemy stole. I know you've been hearing that scripture for a long time, but now you really hope you can grasp to it and get a perception of it, that to take back what the enemy stole are all the gifts, all the treasures, all the things that God knew in you. When the Bible says he knew you before the beginning of this world, he formed you in his own image. And let's go deeper. He called your name before all of this, let there be light, before the foundation of this world, he knew you. And whatever God has stored in you, whatever God had planned for you, is still available to you when you become new again. See, everything of my past is old, is destroyed, is all negative. But when I now repent of my sins, oh yeah, we're going to get a quick little 5-10 minute message in here because we really want to reach the lost, the brothers out there that feel like the church don't want them in. We want to reach the lost out there that everybody's telling them they're still bad and telling them how they this and how they that. But you must first, before you can ever speak life, you must know what life is. Life is personal. Life is you making a decision to follow Jesus. Remember, to get in relationship with God, you first must, Luke 9:23, follow him, and you must have a desire. Your desire now leads you to deny yourself. Then you take up your cross and you follow him daily. Oh, when you learn to follow, now you learn what Paul taught us about being crucified. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but he who lives in me. Make a decision to put you out, to put you under your foot. I learned something at a very young age in Christianity that people say, I'm always put the devil under your feet. That devil had my name on it. And some of us are looking for entities and calling people the devil and all that. You know what? My biggest devil that I fight is the devil that's in me that tells me I can get away, I can get by, I can cheat, or I can steal, or I can still do this or still do that and be successful. That's a lie. And I have to make a decision to be crucified of those lies, that now everything in me is he that lives in me, joy, peace, happiness, because I must go higher to another level, because now, watch this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, if you have been raised, so first follow, first be crucified, but now you got to get up. Some of us are still in our old sins, our old negative thoughts, our old negative ways, and no one is telling you to get up. Well, the Bible says, if you have been raised with God, no longer seek those things. It says, seek those things which are above, not which are on earth, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I'm telling you today that this broadcast is not condemnation. This broadcast is hope that you will make a decision today that you can do it. And you have a word to give someone else to tell them they can do it. Now, we got some dynamic men of God. Oh, that exemplify gangster to glory. But I want to bring up the first gangster that we all need to hear about before we go there, because you'll say we're just like that or we're just like this. If you knew about Saul was a gangster. He was a gangster for the Jews. He persecuted the church. He persecuted Christ. He went after, he stoned, he killed, he imprisoned, he chained, he shackled. He was trying to destroy anything that had to do with this life we're talking about that's in Jesus Christ. Oh, but just like you and just like me on that road. I don't know what your road name is. I don't know. I can tell you my road name, but that road was Damascus. When God spoke to Saul and says, why do you persecute me? If you ever think you've done something wrong, persecuting God is the worst thing could ever happen. I don't care what sin you've done. I don't care what actual physical crime you committed. I don't care what the people, the jury, or what the naysayers say. There is no, there is no crime worse than persecuting Christ. That means he's not real. He didn't die for our sins. He's a lie. That persecuting Christ is when we don't let our lives exemplify that he did die for me, that he did get crucified for me. He did get buried for me, but he got up. He got up for me and you to tell you that if he could do it for Paul, which there was no sin worse than persecuting Christ. Oh, he can take the veils off your eyes, and that you can have the strength and the power to tell somebody else that they can make it too. Yes, this broadcast today is about telling somebody that they can make it too. And not just with you getting them there, but you allowing God to use you to show how you got there. Oh, my God. And now your testimony isn't about, my back don't hurt no more, or my testimony isn't no more that my bill just got paid. My testimony is now the goodness of God and how he has brought me out that I can tell you he can bring you out too. Oh, glory. From gangster to glory, here live on the Now Network. We got some surprises for you. We got some debuts for you, but we got some awesome word and some testimonies that are going to come through you today. Now, before we go to opening up the lines to our guests, I know that Minister Justin Milburn, aka I Am Justified, is on board. Go ahead and dial 1. I want to get you up to the top of the queue. Minister Ricky Bradford, aka 2 Crunk for Jesus, is also coming on board. Waiting for him to get on board. If you're online, go ahead and dial 1. And Minister Joseph McSweeney, that is aka China White, a.k.a. Pyrex. I love the name Pyrex. I know he's flipping some things. Pyrex to me is like, if you knew nothing about Pyrex, Pyrex is that glass that don't break. Oh, Jesus. And yeah, that's gangster stuff, okay? But when you know you have something that doesn't break, you want to connect with that. So I still elevate to my brother. They're going to be on board today. If you're online, go ahead and dial one and come to the top of the queue, and we want to get you involved in this conversation, in this conversation, in this conversation. What happened to Mr. Justin? I saw him there just a minute ago. Hold on. Amen, amen. So, family, this is what I was going to ask, is that if you, at this moment, could share with somebody on your page, friends that you know have young men, young people in their lives, if you could send them a text, invite them to this broadcast, that this is going to be so dynamic with the subject of From Gangster to Glory. First of all, without any further ado, I want to introduce my guest today. I'm not sure what numbers are going on here, but we're going to definitely open them up. I know. Good morning, Justified. How are you, my brother?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, Pastor E. How you feeling?
Man, blessed always, bro.
Hey, man.
You know how we do it.
Yes, sir.
You know how we do it.
You know, we steady increasing. That's the only way to go, man. Special shout out to all of the listeners that's listening in. And I just thank God for this opportunity just to be here before you all and continue to leave a legacy as Christ did and continue to follow the legacy that Christ left for us. So what a wonderful blueprint that he laid down, that here we are trying to exemplify what he showed us and gave us a blueprint to do so that we
Amen.
Can do great things as he did.
Woo, glory, 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 glory. Area code 505, last four, 2347. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. I know you already heard Justified. Who is this caller?
What to do is Pyrex.
What's up, man? Changing numbers on me. I'm
Pyrex
watching you.
In the building.
What's up, Pyrex?
Shoot, I'm cooler, man. I'm out here in New Mexico. I'm in a different area code, huh?
Yes, sir. Man, good to hear you, man. Go on and give
trip.
A shout out to our listeners, man. Thank God for you being on board today.
Man, shout out my people, man. Pastor, shout out Justified. Shout out to Conquer Jesus, man. And, you know, shout out everybody that's listening, tuned in.
Amen, amen. Area code 562, last four, 0690. I'm not looking at my phone. Who is this at this number, 0690, your last four? All right, that was a mistake. Justified, if I get you to text Ricky and tell him we're on board, we're going to open this thing up. First of all, we're going to pray and ask God to really use us in a mighty way, that as our words go forward, everyone out there feels they can make it. Everyone out there knows that you can take your name out and say, you were Saul, but who are you today? You're going to rename yourself today, and you're going to be able to go tell somebody else that if we can do it, you can do it too. And
anybody,
I'm the first gangster on the board. I'm the first one right here that submitted to God and understood it wasn't the world's way, but his way. So, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you today. We thank you for unity, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. We thank you for your sacrifice, that, Lord, you died on the cross that we all could have a right to a tree of life and a relationship with God our Father one-on-one. So, Lord, be magnified today. Be glorified as we remove ourselves out the equation, Lord. Our no agendas, Lord, no plan, no subject matter or format. But, Lord, let your spirit move through us freely that other people can hear the truth that has set us free that came from your son, Jesus. So we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, Pyrex, I want to start with you, my brother. And I want our listeners to know we have a lot of very different genres of relationship in the world that you're going to hear from today. All of us today are redeemed, sold out Christians. We do what we do to magnify the Lord. We do what we do to tell somebody else about the goodness of Jesus. But we didn't start here. We all came with a testimony. And Pyrex, I know you have been through the streets just like I have, and God has taken you not from the streets, but has elevated you in the streets to now give a word to the streets that the streets could get straight just as they just when they was crooked, they can be straight now. What would you say to a young man out there? I've had a lot of guys reach out saying, man, I'm trying to minister to these gangsters, man, and they don't believe because they did this. They don't believe because they went to prison. They don't believe this and this that they can make it. What would you say this morning?
Well, shoot, I would just give them my story. You know what I'm saying? To glorify his story, you know? I mean,
that's
I know that's what I would do. I mean, I run across that problem a lot. I get a lot of them emails and a lot of them phone calls about situations like that. How can they do this and how can they do that and what can they do? And, shoot, man, I just be trying to be around like-minded brothers. So, I mean, if iron sharpens iron, be around somebody that's going to push you up and hold you accountable so you can stay on the straight, you know what I'm saying, straight rollers.
Yeah.
Instead of being in a narrow road or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's how I do it. And I tend
well,
you know, sometimes
what I use?
Just even get my own little time to myself, man, and stop trying to, you know, do too much and just try to make sure I'm taken care of, you know? A lot of people, they want to help a lot of people, but they ain't even helped themselves yet.
Oh, man, you can say that twice.
A lot of people trying to help everybody up, but they ain't helped themselves. They gotta get through the freight too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you want to be a blessing to somebody, man, but it's hard for you to be a blessing to somebody else and then turn around and you need a blessing. Like, shoot, you need to work on yourself, grind, and you know what I'm saying? Get established. And I mean, you can still do help people minister and do a lot of stuff. There's so many outlets of ministry right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I know. Don't give up or give in. Shoot, keep fighting.
Man, keep fighting. You know what? One thing, a tool that I use is and this goes for all of my three G's, is that when people are saying, man, how do I touch this person? The first video I sent out was number one. I said, listen to this, man. Look how the brother is talking to the homies. He, man, meet me at the spot, man. It wasn't no, it was straight to the truth. Meet me at the spot, man. Let me tell you about this one, you know. One God, man, that we can serve, and that's what I really respect about you gentlemen, is that you're using your talents. And there's a lot of brothers out there that are saying, well, man, I want to rap, man. Well, you can still rap, but you can come rap for Jesus and see that you can make an imprint on people's lives and do it now. Hey, man, Justify, I know you're there. I see our other G, we want to go ahead and bring him in right now, just in the intro. Good morning, Minister Ricky Bradford, a.k.a. Two Crunk for Jesus. What's up, my brother?
Good morning.
One. Go give a shout out to everybody, man. Let them know who's here, man, and how you doing today.
Oh, man, I'm doing real good, man. I'm out here doing outreach as we speak, man. We out here giving his water and his furniture out over here at Sunrise Community Church to the flood victims. And I got my phone on speaker and listening. Y'all go in at the same time, man. And like I said, it's just an honor and a privilege to be plugged into to the three G's as a whole, man, just to have Pastor E looking over us, man, and looking out for us, man. It's just a blessing as a whole, man. But just listening in, man, Pyrex hit it right on the head when he was telling you about how we minister the word, but sometimes we need folks to minister to us, how we out here doing outreach, but sometimes we need outreach ourselves, man, and just to be humble and steadfast and keep doing God's will throughout all that is sometimes a task, man, but we stay hard at it every day, man. We just give God all the glory for the opportunities.
Yes, sir. And that's what it is that all of us need to, I mean, and I'm not talking about the ones that we're talking right now because we're working together. We need to work more together, support one another. You hear these young men and their testimonies. There's other outlets that can support them. Justify, come on in, man. I know you're getting a glimpse of where we're starting here, man. Go on and just come on in, bro, and share.
Oh yeah, man. I'm just grateful to be a part of.
Share that educated knowledge. This is our teacher, y'all. See, we got a teacher on board, but we got some talent on board. Come on,
man. Praise God, man. I'm just excited to be a part of what God is doing through this whole movement, man. Through the avenues of what He's doing, and I'm just living witness of just His grace, man. His mercy. You know what I'm saying? And what got me out of what I've been through and what has happened. So, I mean, the three G's is just a movement to let people know that, you know, as the body of Christ, we got to come together as one. You know what I'm saying? There's so much division in the body of Christ. We just want to be those examples to let people know that, you know, your brother is not your enemy. You know, sometimes when people get saved, they get holier than thou. They get so prideful in their mind, like you were talking about earlier, that they're no good to the world or to the church, because they hurt more people than they help people. And so we just want to be them brothers that people can really touch in and talk to about real things that they may not be able to reach other people with. So that's what it's all about with us, man.
Man, that's real. That's real. That is so real. I know for myself, you know, and this is not bragging rights. I don't even really tell a lot of people, but I grew up in Compton back when gangbanging just started. And it wasn't, you know, and gangbanging, I want y'all to hear this out here. It's not something that people choose to do. It's not something that myself, Pyrex, Ricky, or Justin ever said, I want to be a part of something. It's your environment and the things that are going on around us that we get subject to. And then when you start living a certain lifestyle, it's hard to break away from something that you see more daily than you do see the people at church that say you know good and you dress like that. And yes, I'll tell somebody in a minute. They know. I'll tell you in a minute to pull your pants up, but I'm not going to treat you worse because your pants are down. I want to get you on the inside to know who God is, and then we can talk about dress and etiquette and things like that and growing like that. Pyrex, man, I know you, and this, and I want you guys to know this is what's so awesome about 3Gs is 3Gs somebody, are exactly that individual coming together. That's coming together and having individual careers, but also being able to work together. That's what really the hood needs to know is because we fight over other people's gifts and talents. I'm a witness here of this 3G. We are 3Gs, and I know it says three. I raise my hand every time I hear 3G. So, you know, I'm part of the family also. But that shows me that we can now have our own individual careers, our own individual ministries, but we can still work together. How does that help? How is that helping you to spread the word in what you're doing, Pyrex?
Shoot, man. Whenever you build with somebody, man, you know, you get to build with that person and they follow it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of things me coming up in the music game. I did a lot of features and did a lot of things, man, so I can be able to build with that person, be able to build with their fan base and what they got going on. So getting involved with any type of crew, I mean, it's always going to be positive, man, because you get to be able to do it in threes or twos or fours or whatever it is. I believe it's good, bro.
Right.
I started something, but it's good. You know what I'm saying?
You're fading out a little bit, Pyrex.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you. It's kind of low. I mean, I'm
sorry, man. I'm out here by these nines, man.
Yeah, look, and we know, look, and guys, look, you heard him say this. We got Pyrex in New Mexico for the minister. Tukrunk is already in the streets ministering. Justified, I know he's probably at his third event already. These boys be getting it in. And so I want to give you opportunity. What I want to do is I want to give each one of you an opportunity to bless us with what is your word today for that young man out there that everybody's told is no good. What could you say to them to motivate them to say, you know what, I want to try this thing, but I want to try it a new way, and I want to try it personally. I want to give you that opportunity, Pyrex. I know you have some stuff going on. Ricky, I'll bring you next, and then Justified, I want to bring you later. Now, before you get out of here, I want you guys to let everybody know what you're doing, what new music individually you have on. I can't wait to know Nolan Ryan hit. I want to be in town for that one. I'm gonna put on the Houston hat. But I'm really excited to see what God is doing. I want to hear all the projects that's going on. Share how people can get in touch with you and stay linked. And if you miss it, you can get back in touch with me afterwards. But I'm gonna start with you, Pyrex.
But man, if somebody listening, man, that you know, they're looking for a word or they're looking for something with encouragement or a seed of whatever, man, I just hopefully I can plant a seed of love in somebody. You know what I'm saying? I believe love is the cure for everything. But, you know, a lot of gangsters, they need love. So I believe just, you know, whoever's listening that needs that word of encouragement, man, love is your key, dog. Love is your key for success. Love is your key to get that million-dollar check. Love is your key to build that right relationship to get you out wherever you is, you know what I'm saying, cloud at nine or whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Love is the key for everything, man. So that's my word for the day. You know, they call me Pyrex. I got a social media account called Kodak White. This is KODAKWYTE, Kodak White. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got the 3G's album I'm working on with the bros, man. I got my own little music I've been doing, man. I just follow the page, follow Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Sure, you know. We having it, we doing it. Everything that God provides for us to do. So, you know, I'm just excited to keep doing another, you know what I'm saying, season of my life and just flipping over another lease. So whatever God puts in my way, I'm just going to attack it, you know what I'm saying, 100%.
Ooh, that's hard. I like that. Attack it.
Yep.
Attack mode. Well, man, bless you, bro.
Sure,
you know,
man.
We have all your connections and things like that we want to be sharing with you guys. You guys, if you want to get your kids some good music, you need to get them on YouTube. Immediately, just search Pyrex. Search I Am Justified.
Yeah, man, just type in Pyrex, man. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe to my YouTube channel. There's a bunch of great videos on there, a bunch of motivational stuff, man. A bunch of testimonial stuff that's happening on there, man. That's changing life.
Hey, man. Well, God bless you, bro. Man, I love you, man.
God bless
can't
you
wait,
too, man.
Can't wait
hey,
till I see
Clark,
you in
love
person,
you,
either there or here.
Justified, I love you, G.
Love you, bro.
Y'all be good, man. Y'all be safe, man. I'll be in the city this weekend.
Already, man.
Well, when y'all get together,
hey,
I know.
Turn it up out there, and turn it up.
Oh man, you know what
Mexico,
it is,
bro.
Man. I got somebody working on the artwork right now for the Nolan Ryan. It's going to be a cartoon artwork with all three of us in the Astros uniform. So I've got that working on right now. Once they send me that, man, that song's ready. You know what I'm saying? So we can just start it.
I love your verse, boy. I love what you did for your verse, boy.
Yeah, I switched
up.
I heard that little tweet. Yeah, man, I was, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure that, you know, speaking up on the 3G's, the family, man, I ain't saying nobody's name, and I want to say it names. I want to get more involved on the 3G's aspect instead of just throwing verses. I want it to be, and so I changed it up. Got a little bit more Kodak White in there, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's gonna,
man, send me,
yeah, it's
can you please send me that music, please? I know you
yeah,
have it on your phone
you.
Right now. Man, we love you.
Ricky,
we want to give you an opportunity. We know you're out. We want to give you this opportunity, man, to come on, give a word to that young man out there that was you. That model. And then I want to say to you, man, happy Veterans Day, man, from yesterday. I know I sent you a message, but, you know, we throw them V's
yeah, you
up,
man.
For being a veteran, man, and serving our country, man. We love you, bro. But, man, speak to that young man that's in Wisconsin, that's up north, that they don't have a lot of city and a lot of things going on, man. What could you say? That would give him just some hope, man, that he can do it.
Man, I just want to let him know that, man, everything starts with self, man. With me, how I'm making it through these streets right now today, I still stay in the hood right now, man, but I go out and I get it in like I live in River Oaks somewhere. I promise you that, man. It's not about where you're at. It's about a way out. And it starts with yourself. And it starts with that personal relationship with God, not nobody else. It don't involve nobody else but you and God, man. Once I got myself right with God, man, just me and him having that strong relationship and just actually listening to him when he's talking to me, actually understand that he was talking to me, and it was through my conscience, you know what I'm saying? So it's really about just learning yourself and learning God and getting that personal relationship, and stuff start getting a little bit easier there. Sometimes we just jump in Christ and try to lean on our own understanding or just try to take it verbatim from the Bible, or just lean directly on one pastor or something like that, man. And I'm telling you, from me to you, and man, it might work for you, but it ain't worked for me or nobody I know yet, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you what worked for my end, man. It's just that personal relationship with God, just loving people where they at, have a non-judgmental attitude, man, and folks won't be judging you. When folks do judge you, man, you got to stay strong in that and understand that was understood before you even got here, somebody was going to judge you. So you can't take everything to heart all the time. A lot of us take everything to heart. Man, don't take everything somebody tell you to heart, man. Know there's somebody there to deflect that bullet, to deflect that fiery dart for you, man, and give God the opportunity to divert that dart, to redirect it into another direction. Don't always be jump out so quick to jump out there and do it yourself, you know. When you take care of that little bit right there, man, it's baby steps, man. You take care of that part, that's a big step. And start knocking stuff out your way, man. I just want to encourage you just to stay focused and don't get sidetracked in the things that's going on in the world, man. Just know that there's somebody here to help you, and it is God. And by any means necessary, find out what he got for you. And the only way you're going to do that is if you take time yourself and holler at him, man. That's all I do is I holler at God. And he said, hey, go link up with Kodak's wife. You know, you and Pirate has been knowing each other for about 20 years. Why y'all don't do something real strong for the kingdom together, man? Show him some power. You know, justify your cousin, man. You know, I know he a big artist. Why don't you ask him, is he down to get down with the 3Gs, man? And y'all do something real powerful for the kingdom, man. If it weren't for God, I wouldn't have the opportunity or even the gut to even ask my brother, ask my cousin to come together on one accord like that, you know? So like I said, it all started with God, and then the good stuff started coming on in, bro.
Man, look, you hit that. It starts with God and the good stuff start coming in. Somebody write that down for me. I need to use that quote. That came from Two Crunk for Jesus, Ricky Bradford. Now, I know you're out there doing outreach, man. I want to take an opportunity because we have not – now, we already debuted this song on the Now Radio for You, but not here on the network. What led you to write Pharisees? How were you motivated just to tell folks, man –
I was getting discouraged, man. I was like, man, people smiling in my face, and they use me for this. They ask me to come do this, ask me to come do that. But when the big stuff come, they holler at somebody else. They have you doing all this when there ain't no budget. But when there is a budget, they gonna call somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, they know
your heart for outreach. They know your heart for outreach. So long as you in the street, they want to get in the streets with you. And some people use your pedestal in the streets to involve their church or involve their ministry. I'm going to go out here with Ricky Bradford. The camera's going to be out there. The people going to be out there. Let's just go team up with him. It's just I was dealing with a lot of Christian people with messed up motives and messed up morals. But one thing it didn't do is it didn't make me want to leave Christianity. It didn't make me want to leave Christ. So I was just hollering at God, you know what I'm saying, asking him why. And who are these people? Are they Christians? What do I do in this situation? And that's when he took me to the part of the Bible that spoke about Pharisees. I seen it in the movie about Christ and everything. I seen that part, but it never did stick to me. It never did have an importance to me. But it's the Pharisees in everybody's life. And the closer you come to Christ, the more Pharisees you're gonna have. But it's not us. It's not good for us as Christians to acknowledge them. And then run from them. You know what I'm saying? You got to meet them head up. So that song was kind of me just acknowledging, hey, I know you guys. I see you guys. And you're not going to take nothing away from me. And I'm not going to let you take nothing from the king. I just want to let them know that I acknowledge them. And I'm ready to go to war with them, man, until they get right. But the kind of war you go to with a Pharisee ain't the same kind of war you go to with a non-believer. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to this stuff. So I was just trying to break things down in that song. It's basically let them know that, hey, Pharisees, I see y'all. Hello. But, you know what I'm saying,
man.
You don't got no soul on what we're doing over here. You have no will.
Yeah, check me leaving as I'm not looking back. Debut
right
here, man. God bless you, man. I know you out there in them streets, man. I really appreciate you taking your time. I'm going to debut here on the Now Network Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio and on our website, Pharisees by Two Crunk for Jesus. Part of the dynamic group 3Gs live here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nacho.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nacho.
Ever since, you know what I'm saying? I linked up with Justified and Pyrex. And we be rocking them clubs, and we open up for the Walker Flockers and the Power Wall and tear the club up. You know what I'm saying? We're still doing kingdom music. They hating on me. They like they don't understand, man. We supposed to be a light amongst darkness, man. We shining. That's just how it is, really. Word. Right on.
Yeah. Say, everybody out here talking about how I'm walking, what he at though? Really putting on a fake show, like the Peace Perp with the K-Ro. Now they watching what they say though, I'm a tight fit like Lego. Got a tight grip like Quavo. I'm new wave like the Migos. Underlay. I cannot say what I wanna say.
No.
I cannot play how I wanna play.
No.
Bless you, my enemy, go away.
Achoo.
Bless you again like Salome.
Oh.
Test me, you'll fall off the map.
Yeah.
He ordered
yeah
my stealth
yeah
and I do. Yeah. He did it for me and for you.
For you.
That's why you see three in the crew.
It's three.
In my 11th, they are blue. Suede velvet and they new. And I go harder than a few. OG like Kobe. I'm still at it like a crack addict. Y'all asthmatic like old me. 3G3 ride like a rodeo. Never no time for the okie doke. Ali yo on with the rubber dope. Molly no, but got the dopest flow. But where I go, man, you never go. Light bright, chillin' in the spot. Then I pull up and post up on the block. Then I milli rock. I done probably sold a million rocks. Now I'm tryna save a million souls. 10 press of a million souls. 10-fold cause he in control. Very bold and I break the mold. Very cold like I'm Santa's toe. Bustin' on him like a fofo. Give it to him cause he handles those. Underlay. I cannot say what I want to say.
No.
I cannot play how I want to play.
No.
Bless you, my enemy, go away.
Achoo.
Bless you again like Salome. Test me, you'll fall off the map. He order my stuff and I'll do. Pharisees, you ain't worried about him. Backbiters, I ain't worried about him. Two-pronged, yeah, you heard about him. 3G spread the word about him. Me and God, yeah, I never doubt him. Switch it up and I change the route. Lord, you ain't got to move a mountain. Just give me the strength to climb it. Pharisees, you ain't worried about him. Backbiters, I ain't worried about him. Two-pronged, yeah, you heard about him. 3G spread the word about him. Me and God, yeah, I never doubt him. Switch it up and I change the route. Lord, you ain't got to move a mountain. Just give me the strength to climb it.
Y'all can get that. You can go on YouTube and definitely listen to that. But we're asking you to go and purchase that music on iTunes. Reach out to me. Reach out to 2Crunk. We'll get you that music. And let's go to the next level. You ready to go higher? Here we are with Minister Justin Milburn, a.k.a. I Am Justified. And my brother, we've been there. We've touched it. And I just want to give you an opportunity to share, you know, with that listener out there from your point of view and from what God has brought you through. See, gangster ain't always on the corner. Gangster can be doing what we do, and we both can testify that it's not so much how you do it, but the lifestyle that you lead. Go ahead and share that, and then we're going to come with a brand new release, First Heard, here on the Now Network. And I know there'll be other places playing it, but I just love that we get the opportunity to release everything here first. When it goes big, we'll still say, yeah, we over here. It went here first. Praise the Lord. But with no further ado, Justified.
Yeah, man. You know, man, it's just amazing just what God has done. You know, man, he's just been showing out in my life, man. And I know that, you know, he's not a respecter of person. So to that person that has faith to believe that he can do it for them, he really can and he will. And he probably is right now if we just acknowledge those small things that he's doing. I'm just in a season right now where, you know, it's time to do it now. It's not time to wait. It's not time to push back and wait till I get this and wait till I get that. No, the time is now. And I am at a spirit of urgency to get things out, get things done, get things completed right now. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to question. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to put it out and make it happen right now. So my word or my encouragement is exactly where I'm at in my mind and my mental space and my spiritual space right now, which is make it happen now. Don't wait. What's the point of waiting? What's the point of holding back? You got right now, you have this moment. Let's go out there and go get it. Let's make it happen. And let's leave. Let's just take it to the next level and be legendary. You know, I think about my students. I think about all the people I get to meet and cross spaces with. And sometimes, you know, we don't realize just how much impact we are making and what we've done, you know. And so we have to celebrate ourselves, you know, like the word says, you know, I have to minister to myself, encourage myself in the Lord. And so that's just the season that I'm really in, because if we're looking for somebody to celebrate us, that's good and fine, but how often are we celebrating ourselves? How often are we coming in and telling ourselves, man, good job. You did a wonderful job with that. It's too many believers that's walking in defeat when we're called to walk in victory, but we truly
some of us are not walking in that victory. So I've realized and have awakened to my victorious place and stepping on my throne and walking in victory. And I gotta be honest with you, Pastor E, it feels good, and I ain't never going back. And so, you know, my last words.
Never going back. Yeah. Come on now.
Never going back. Never going back. When God set me free from going through mental depression, when I say set me free, that doesn't mean I don't still have battles that I face and I have to still carry this cross. I still carry my cross. But when I carry my cross with strength, with encouragement, with victory, with faith, with boldness, with consistency, because we all have a cross that we all bear, and it's how we bear it. You know, I had a friend that passed recently, and she had passed from leukemia. And, man, I never would have known she had leukemia. And I was telling somebody, like, she was always excited. She was always motivated. She was always making it happen. She was always doing her thing. And I was just like, man, I couldn't believe it. And what they helped me realize was that was her cross to carry. And she carried it well. Well, and good job, my faithful servant. You carried that cross well. You didn't look like what she went through. She didn't let that situation keep her down. She carried that cross well, and that's the same report that I shall leave, and that we all shall leave as believers, man, as carrying our cross. We all got a cross to carry, you know. But how are we gonna carry it? And I decided I'm gonna carry it well.
Well, I'm gonna carry it well, man. Legendary, you write, you guys, you produce so much music. I just want to just first of all congratulate you on the spirit of excellence that God has blessed you with and dropped into your spirit. You are a hardworking man. You put it
Thank
in.
You,
this
Chief.
Goes for all three of you guys. And you know we work hard together. So y'all know I don't sleep either. But just what God is doing in your life, man. You're producing some good music, guys. There is a mixtape. Love One Another. You need to get in touch with me. It's a free mixtape with some old beats on it. I'm gonna play one at the end.
Yeah,
one of my favorite songs off of there. But we want to promote and introduce Legendary right now. Come on, give us a feedback, a little bite on that, man. How did you come up? What a guy! I know he had to just say no, direct you in this area to say Legendary.
What was your favorite song on that Love One Another project?
Somebody Loves You.
Oh, that's dope. That's what's up. That's one of my favorites,
too. That's my favorite one. But believe me, I got several, you know. But that's the one. Somebody Loves You, because it really touches. It could touch that young girl and that young man out there that feel like they're lost. And man, Patti LaBelle should get in touch with you and make that a certified song. I'm telling you. But Legendary. Let's talk about that.
Straight up, man, for sure, man. Legendary. I just was in my place, and I just said, you know, in this season, I'm about to just kind of just sit back and do when it start getting cold, less going out and just more just creating songs. I'm just in a really, really place where I just want to start creating more songs, creating more music. And so Legendary came because I just was like, it just was on my heart. Like, you know, like, man, what we doing, we may not be the top rappers of today, you know, that the world sees is the top. But what we doing is legendary. You know, the people that we change, the lives that we're changing, the things that we doing is legendary. And sometimes we may not hear it from people. Maybe people don't understand and they can't see in the supernatural the wonderful works we are doing because, you know, and I'm just like, man, we legendary, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, at the end of the day, well, after my friend passed, you know, I thought about the kind of legacy she left, you know, and she was ended up becoming an assistant principal, working in the school district and things like that. And I was just like, man, you know, she made a lot of imprint on people's lives. I'm almost coming to tears thinking about it. She made a lot of impact on people's lives, man. You know, all those kids that she touched, all those people that she touched, and she just was a regular person. And how many people would have been able to, you know, think that she was something special? They may have thought, oh, it's not Rihanna, it's not Beyonce. Well, man, think about the things that she did in people's lives as a teacher. You know, that was legendary to me. How many people, how many lives she changed. Even though the world don't see that as something special, that was special to me.
Ooh,
you know, and to God, I know it's something special. And so I said she was a legend. You know, she died as a legend. I said, man, you know what? I'm not worrying about doing everything the right way, getting a video for every song, doing everything so perfect. Man, I'm about to put this music out that's on my heart, and I'm about to be legendary. I'm going to be, when I leave this place, I'm going to be legendary. And you know what I'm saying? And so that's the song, Legendary.
Ooh, ooh, Legendary. We about to debut that right now. But you know what? I wasn't truthful. Change Gonna Come is my favorite song. I sing that song so much, I think it's my song. Look, Change, I sing that one so much, I think that's my song.
So,
you know, but Change Gonna Come is my favorite song. But Somebody Loves You is what we're going to debut after this, and we're going to close on this one. Now, if we're going to give everybody opportunity to dial one and ask the question after this, after Legendary plays. Don't hang up. This isn't the end of the song. Legendary, live here on the Now Network.
Legendary, yeah, yeah. I just wanna be legendary, yeah, yeah. Man, I can't wait till I get on. Make my whole team strong, and we got it on our own. Cause he put us on the throne, wait to be. Clock is ticking, it won't fit me popping like a band. I'm just stopping, plotting, watching how I'm gonna make a plan. Rappers these days, I don't even know what they saying. But I just do me and stay in my own lane. See, ain't nothing like these rap guys. I got a vision for this thing of mine. Worth more than a dollar sign. Worth more than a dollar sign. Taking over hoods, tell them how we good. Bring it back and turn it all around. See, I ain't nothing but a teacher. But touch their soul like a preacher. And rip a hater like a reaper. And soar high like an eagle. And bless a song for a feature. It's harvest time and I'm eating. It's boiling hot, I see it steaming. It's almost ready for the feasting. And planting seed, now I'm reaping. I see I'm growing in my seed. Legendary, yeah, yo. I just wanna be legendary, yeah, yo. Man, I can't wait till I get on. Made my whole team strong. And we got it on our own. Cause he put us on the throne. Wanna be legendary, yeah, yo. I can't wait to be legendary, yeah, yo. Man, I can't wait till I get on. Made my whole team strong. And we got it on our own. Cause he put us on the throne. Wait to be. Funny how they wanna celebrate you when you dead. I just want my rose and yellow petals while I'm here. I done changed some people's situations for the man. And I done put relations back together for the plan. And I done help some kids some people couldn't understand. And I ain't saying I need credit, it was all his plan. See, I'm the dude that'll change your life. Gotta rob me, then they can't alight. When Dr. King had a dream, promise it'll look something like this. Yeah. When Dr. King had a dream, promise it'll look something like this. Legendary. I say my whole crew legendary. Yeah. Legendary. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna be legendary. Yeah, yeah. Man, I can't wait till I get on. Made my whole team strong. And we got it on our own. Cause he put us on the throne. Wanna be legendary. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to be legendary. Yeah, yeah. Man, I can't wait till I get on. Made my whole team strong. And we got it on our own. Cause he put us on the throne. Wait to be.
Continue to bless with some good music, man. I'm telling you, I love your style because I can hear, I understand every word, and I'm not a rapper. You know that, but I can actually sing your songs. I could think I'm a rapper on your songs because it's really just a spoken word, man. You just have such an authentic talent. Now my number one song from my number one song from Justified is I Walk By Faith. That's hands down my number one. I don't care what you come out with.
Oh, man, that's been your track for a
man. I worship on that song, baby. yes, man. But we know you got a lot of things going on out there, man. Anything new releases? Tell people how they can purchase Legendary. You got your project out there. Let's get that promoted, man. Let them know how to get in touch with you, how to get your music, how to support you here on the network.
Sure. Man, first of all, I want to just say thanks again for this opportunity. You know, you just planted a seed of something great, you know, by, you know, doing that for, you know, for us, man, just taking the time to even be thinking of us and getting us all together on that call like that. It's been a while since we all three kind of got on a call together like that. We usually have our weekly meetings, but we've been so busy with other things. So, you know, that was a God thing. Just doing that alone, you know, was great. Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, so that wasn't by chance, you know, that spirit of expectancy and urgency that you had to get that to happen, you know. And so that was justified. But man, I got a lot of stuff on, follow me on SoundCloud, you know, at I Am Justified on SoundCloud. I'm about to be releasing a lot of new music, Pastor E. I'm talking about to be dropping a lot of music out, and it's all free to download it, free to get it, you know, all online on SoundCloud. I got Go Get It on SoundCloud, free download. If you want to support, go to iTunes, Spotify, and play it or download it off of there. Man, I've been blessed so many different ways that I'm not I'm in a giving spirit right now, so I'm gonna give this music to the people, man, and let God just pour the increase how He wanna give it to me, man. And check it out online, check it out on social media. I'm about to be dropping a lot of music here soon. I would like to start doing something. Y'all just pray with me on it. I wanna start dropping something. It's gonna be called Justified Free Music Friday. So I Am Justified Free Music Friday. So I want to start trying to drop a new song on SoundCloud on Fridays, every Friday or every other Friday, just dropping new songs just for people to jam to for the weekend all the way into the next week, and then come with another new one. You know, just keep hitting them consistently. Even if I can do that for a good month or two, I think that'll be great, just to put a lot of new music out and keep me exercising my gift and talent as well. So,
amen. Come on, y'all, get on SoundCloud and follow I Am Justified. And if you need to get in touch with me, we have some copies of that mixtape here at the Now Network studio here, and we can burn one. We'll get you one. That's a project that's already been released as free. That there's no rights to it. This is just being God releasing through this man of God another way to listen to good music. And I'm blessed every day in my music playlist so much. Man, God bless you, bro. I love you, man. I know you got a lot going on today. We want to give we got about 5 minutes to give anybody an opportunity to get a shout out, maybe something that was said today you want to duplicate in your city and in your ministry. We'll help you with that. Dial one right now and we'll bring you into the call. Area code 562, last 40690. You're live on Real Talk. Okay, that was a mistake again. Minister Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Are you legendary?
Yes, I am legendary. I tell you, family, I've been listening. Amen. I've been listening to these men on fire for God. I tell you, you guys just keep getting it in and cutting up for Jesus, because that's what you are doing. Glory be to God. I tell you, I love you guys. I honor you, and I appreciate you for what you're doing for the kingdom. For the kingdom, for everybody. You guys keep doing it. I tell you, I got some of your music, so you know I'm playing it and sharing it, and with the new, I will play it and share it also. God bless you guys. Love you all, family. And
we love
family.
You.
Know,
thank you
when,
so much.
You remember when we first connected, Justify, you sent me, man, like 20 CDs. Man, I gave them away free. We didn't sell one.
Yes.
I gave them to all my covenant partners. And believe me, they be rocking some Justify. Everybody
yes.
know Justify. My son loves Justify. And that album is the name of it is Power. You can find it on any of the media sources, Google Play Music, iTunes. Search Power by I Am Justified. I tell you, you will get a full menu of some good music. My son loves Takeoff. I love Devil Can't Stop Me. I love the whole thing. Gucci Louis Prada, that's like my testimony. Oh, man, there's just so many testimonies that just speak to my life. You
song,
guys,
man, every time I do an outreach, them kids go crazy over that song. I got to do a video for that Gucci Louis Prada here soon, because I mean the young people love that song, and that was just something I kind of put together, not thinking it was going to catch fire like it did. And so, man, I thank the Lord for you guys. And that album, really, honestly, I would say has done a lot for the ministry, for me personally and other people's lives. So it's funny that it's amazing that the Lord named it Power. You know what I'm saying?
Power.
That's
yes.
really the last album I dropped yet. You know, I've been putting out other stuff, but that's the last album I've had, you know. And so I'm just taking my time so he can lead me for this next album. It's going to be titled All of Me. But it's slowly coming together, and so we're just gonna keep pressing until to time to release.
Amen, amen, amen. Eric Code 214. This is Apostle Barbara Williams out of Dallas, Texas. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning or good afternoon.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I have really enjoyed you guys. I want to say I thank you. I love you. The key is love. And I do want some CDs. I do want to pass them out because I'm in a Corvette organization, and we're helping the community. And so when we go to different places, you know how little children love to ride in your car, and we have to ride them around and let them know that they have an opportunity to make it where we are on today. So we don't want to leave God out. So when those little children, I want them to know that it's good to have somebody that loves you back. Now, I know I'm old school, but I love Barry White. He said it's so good when somebody loves you back. And I know God loves each and every one of us back. He said he would never leave nor forsake us even until the end. So I want to leave a legacy on this earth. I want them to remember my name through you guys because of this network. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about some Teddy. Teddy trying to love you back now. Barry.
Well, somebody. I don't know who it is.
Barry was a little bit deep.
I just know somebody want to love you back. Barry White, Teddy, or whoever it is. But we can change it over and flip that to the Lord because he is a man that will love you back. He
That's
is
right.
the son of
Hallelujah.
Man, and he's the son of God. And so when we put it
yes.
all in perspective, we're doing the same thing. We just flipping it just like they took it from us. We taking it back. We taking it back our rightful place in the Lord. We taking our position. We ready, armed, and dangerous.
Hallelujah.
But we got love with it. So I love you guys.
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing. I like to encourage all you. I don't know everybody by name, but I want y'all to know I do listen. I have been listening for a mighty long time, and I have not got tired yet because we do need feeding. We give out, give out, give out. But God has to give somebody a word for us
Amen.
In order for us to eat at the table. Love you.
And she right up in the Big D. She lives in Dallas, so she closer to you than I am.
You bless my spirit. You bless my spirit. I need
that.
I'm gonna
get you that mixtape too, woman of God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Erico 619. Oh, we love you too, sis. Don't hang
love
up. I got
too.
A song I'm gonna play at the end. You need to hear it. Don't hang up yet.
Okay.
Erico 619, last 46322. You're live. On Real Talk with Pastor E, myself, 3 G's. I think I am justified as the one is my co-host now. Welcome. How are you today? All right. Sometimes people dial one, don't know it. They just be fiddling around with their phone. We're not going to trip on that because we are at the end of our broadcast. I want to thank everybody for being a part of this. Justify, you continue to bless me just being in relationship with you guys. I don't know. I see what a lot of you guys say, and I'm just honored to be looked at in so many different avenues as a friend. Call me Pop sometime. I'll be like, man, I'm too young for that, but that's okay. Pop and Unc and brother and all that, just to be family. And I appreciate you guys, man. I got your back because I know Jesus got mine, and we're going to keep riding together, man. I want to end with this song, Somebody Loves You. You're going to love this song. My phone will be blowing up. I didn't try to share it with you guys already. We played it several times, but you can get the mixtape through me. I can burn you a copy and mail it out to you. And I can't do it today, but this coming week, I will get it out to you live, the mixtape, Love One Another by I Am Justified. If you know Patti LaBelle, you need her to listen to the song and tell her to go come on and do the mix. Sign it. Copyright it. Put this young man on the map. Woo! Somebody loves you.
Yeah.
like you're on the road. Suitcase without the clothes, like a heart without a soul. But I know you feel with gold, yeah. And I know you had your moments, but he'll never leave you lonely. Even when the situation get hard, he'll always keep coming. Say you do it for the money, but where the money keep going? When you get on top, the money slip right from you. But he got a plan for you, something bigger than we asking for. Sometimes we get mad at the Lord, cause we don't realize that life is a war, yeah. Some days a little sunny, some days a little rain. Some days more love, some days more pain. But even in the pain, even in the rain, he will always know your name. Even in the pain, even in the rain, he will always know your name. Yeah, yeah. Somebody loves you. Yeah. I know he loves you. Yeah, so look, it's time you start taking one day at a time. I mean, if you try to focus on too much after today, see, that's when the problems start creeping in your mind. You need to focus on right now. And right now, you're doing just fine. Yeah. Not too late to start over. I think it's time we begin. Every decision that you make can make a better ending. Running for the road, running, running like you're running, running for your soul. Finally find who you are, now you really feel whole. Now you're starting to set some goals, cause your life filled with more. And you know you're not alone, cause he done made you feel strong. Now he about to put you on, get your shoulder lean on. Tell you just hold on, cause it won't be long. Everybody face a trial, and some do it with a smile. One thing you gotta know is God will love you when you're down. Even when you messed up, his love will come back around. Even when you messed up, yeah, his love will still come around. Yeah, yeah. Somebody loves you. Yeah, I know he loves you. No matter what you did, what you done, I know he loves you. I know he loves you. See, he gonna be with you through the thick and through the thin. I can testify. Yeah. God loves you. Yeah, he loves you. He got a plan for you. And he still got his hands on you. Yeah. I know he loves you. He loves you when you're done wrong. He still loves you. When you messed up, don't know what to do, I know he got a plan for you. Yeah. I say he loves you. God loves you, loves you, loves you. I say he loves you.
I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. Waking up, thanking God every morning, cause I know that I've been chosen. Been a long time coming, but your boy still growing. Hard work pay off, so I stay on my grind every day and night. How they gon' doubt you, boy? I did a mixtape in 3 days, my boy. Whoa. How they gon' doubt you, boy? I did a mixtape in 3 days, my boy. Whoa. Rose up, saying freedom. And turn them dollars to believers. And turn the blind to a seer. And walk on water like I'm Jesus. I might slip like I'm Peter. I'm not perfect, but I'm dreaming, yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more, yeah, yeah. Look where I started and look where you got me. You opened them doors, yeah, yeah. I will not take any credit. You did it forever, you know I'll admit it. You gave me a gift and you seen all my good and my bad and you still ain't regret me. Yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I'm truly blessed, I can't even stress. Still get the problem, people know me. My cousin told me, boy, you better pay attention, man. The Lord got you growing, yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more, yeah, yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more, yeah, yeah. 3 years ago, had my first show, small church, it was awesome. Now I'm taking trips to Compton. Now in Canada, I'm getting offers. Always work to be done, so I take time for my son. And yo, he my blessed son. He done taught me some lessons. I'm still teaching high school, so I let it flow current what I do. While I'm still making music, I guess that's my new boo thing. Cause I ain't seen nothing new, man. Relationships get confusing. It's the only thing that won't lose me. But I'm on this road still moving. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. You know, being a young single dude, man, it ain't easy to find that special love. But I ain't gonna front, man. I wanna fall in love too. I mean, I know it's tough nowadays, man, but I ain't gonna give up. I know she out there. Yeah.
Pulling up to VIP and escorted in. Walking in the building and feeling like 100 bands. Eyeball a whole spot, let me go and check it out. Exit door to the left, the entrance on the right side. Hi man, we straight, now let's go and have a good time. Whole spot jamming, everybody in here getting down. Fellas ain't plexing, and queens ain't acting bougie. This my type of party, feeling like I'm in them old movies. I contact with a cute, looking like she caught a choosing. So I smiled and I winked at her and I let her know that I see her. Walked over, introduced myself like I'm justified, nice to meet you. And I'm really digging your features, I ain't here to sound all creepy. But I can tell by your vibe, you ain't type of girl to be in here frequently. And I don't do this either, I guess it's meant for me to meet you. Now while I got your hand, look, do you mind if I had it then? Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
I'm in that grown man mood, man. I just want to have a good time, man. With people I love. Money coming in. Blessings falling down. God is good. We out the hood, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Say, come a little closer. I ain't scared of romance. Even though it's been a long time, I may take a chance. Few women in my past, but didn't last. Some was moving too slow, and the others too fast. Now look, I ain't no picky type of guy. I just want something that's gonna last. Now let me ask, you have a man? Matter of fact, it don't matter. Cause I don't see no ring on your finger. And I got you over here blushing. And girl, I see you cheesy, yeah. Well look, I know it's getting kinda late. I had a really great night with you, and I enjoyed your space. I know they say it's old school, but can I have a date? See, my grandmama raised me, taught me how to treat a young lady. So I like to take my time, and I don't do no rushing. So I be hitting you up, and we can set up something. And matter of fact, I'm tripping, baby girl. Look, I need your Instagram, and let me get your number. Yeah. I'm one of those type of men, when I see something I want, I'ma go get it. See, my daddy, he taught me, he who find a wife find a good thing, and you that good thing. We're gonna have a good time. Let's ride. Yeah.
That you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.